So I wanted to express again my great appreciation of coming here and reading all the names and chats that in the chats, and some names that I recognize from long ago, and some I'm recognizing from here this since we started doing this on YouTube. So wonderful to be with you. So one of the important things to be mindful of is, or to be aware of, is that what we do with our attention has a big impact on how we are conditioned, the habits we build up, the dispositions that we kind of build and create, the kind of conditioning that influences us. And one way to see that is that where we direct our attention has a big impact on what we register and therefore are conditioned by, influenced by. So if we spend our precious attention and spend a lot of time focusing on negative thinking that's kind of debilitating or critical, or a lot of hostility or resentment, a lot of self-criticism, a lot of greed, that we're kind of being reinforcing that tendency. So it's kind of influencing us. It's kind of like smoothing the channels inside of us for doing those things, making it kind of normal almost. And so we're more predisposed to have those thoughts in the future. If we bring our attention to something which is wholesome, then that's what we're cultivating and being influenced by. And of course, we don't want to have blinders on and ignore what's negative and the difficulties we have. And the way we take care of this in mindfulness is it's the vehicle through which we're aware of both the positive and the negative. And so rather than being focusing on what's negative and being involved, using attention to be involved in it, we can know it through one of the four foundations of mindfulness. We can know it as a physical phenomenon in the present. We can know it as being unpleasant or pleasant, whatever it is, in the present. We can know the mind state as being kind of contracted or distracted, or the mind state that's settled, calm and open. We can know whether in being involved in that we are entangled in something or whether we're kind of spacious around it. And so we're not actually not ignoring what's happening, but we are recognizing it, but through something which is wholesome, through something which is a nourishment. And that is what I want to emphasize today, is whatever is happening, whatever you're meditating on today, can you kind of look around to see how to feel it, how to be with it in the present moment in a way that's nourishing, that feels good, that is freeing and opening. So even if you're involved with something negative, something difficult, and there is a way that you can kind of look around in your body, your mind, your heart, and find out how is it you can hold it in a way that the very holding it is a positive influence on you. So that's the task for today. So so if you can assume your meditation posture, and part of it is to take some long, slow, deep breaths so that you can see if you can find a way to settle in to this body, a settled body is a way to connect to what is wholesome, nourishing, nurturing. Even if there are difficult things happening, taking a deep breath in and settling your heart. And then we'll sit here quietly, relaxing, settling in, and stay, whatever is happening in the present moment, can you find a way to breathe with it, to be aware of it, to attend to it, in a way that is beneficial, nourishing, through the body, through the heart, through an awareness that is opening. Breathing in and breathing out here and now. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to take a few moments to appreciate that one of the really important aspects of mindfulness practice is not what you're aware of, but how you're aware of it. It makes a big difference if you're aware, driven by greed or hatred, resentment, fear, anxiety, or if the awareness is infused with non-greed, non-hatred, non-resentment, non-anxiety. If the awareness itself is pleasant, is enjoyable, is appreciated, is receptive and open, is not straining, is at ease and peaceful. To be aware in an open, easeful way. And as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps that can be our gift to the people we encounter, that we are aware of them, we meet them and know them and are present for them in a way that is non-violent, non-harming, in a way that is not imposing or pressuring or not anxious or preoccupied or closed, perhaps with the support of our mindfulness practice, we can be aware of others in a way that is nourishing for ourselves and therefore friendly and receptive and kind, appreciated by others. May the very way in which we perceive and sense, feel, are aware of others, be beneficial to ourselves and to others. Before we have to figure out what to say or what to do, just how we're aware can be our gift. At ease in ourselves, at ease in the eyes that look and see. May we walk through the world with gift-bestowing eyes, with gift-bestowing awareness. And in so doing, may we contribute to the happiness, the safety, the peace, and the freedom of others. May we not underestimate the tremendous value of non-harming awareness that is really present for others. May all beings be happy. Thank you.